Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet Storm with Greg Lasseter.
Lasseter here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. So tonight, guys,
We have a real special guest, Ronnie Moss from the legendary band, The Spinners. You know, there's so much we want to talk about. Me and my co-host, Sophia, we're going to, let's give Ronnie a round of applause. Ronnie, what's up? How are you, man?
All right, I'm doing wonderful, man, here in hot Atlanta.
Well,
it's a very cold
man,
and wet,
90 degrees
wet
out here.
London here.
Oh, 90 plus.
So, Ronnie, you're on tour right now, and I just want to say thank you. We've been trying to do this forever. Ronnie, the Spinners, the legendary Spinners, one of the, if not the best group of all time. How does that make you feel, Ronnie?
Wonderful. It's like a huge honor, and I'm carrying the torch, and that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ronnie, my question to you is, you've been with the Spinners, I think, in the early 2000s. Is that correct?
Yep. I came in 12.
2012. Okay, the 2012. Now, Ronnie, before the Spinners, how did you get with this group, the Spinners?
Well, the Spinners is based out of Detroit, and I'm from Michigan, so I did a lot of work in Detroit, and in the tri areas, I did a lot of work. So when Bobby passed away, was one of the original lead singers. They traveled with four for just a little while, and then my name came up with other people, and then I got a call, and so I had to audition for the group. And I did, and I was chosen, and that's how I got in the group.
Now, Ronnie, my question to you is, when you said you had to audition, what does that mean when you audition for a group like the Spinners?
Well, definitely you have to be something that they're looking for. So in that... I had to audition. I had to go, and I had to actually dance, and I had to
really.
I had to dance because we dance. We do the same routines they did in the 70s that was taught by Charlie Atkins, and so I had to be able to carry that and sing at the same time and act at the same time. So I had to do all of that.
So you have to be able to move, Ronnie. You have to be able to move, that's for sure.
Yeah, you gotta move, and you gotta do a little acting too.
Ronnie, when you go on stage, you know, because you are carrying a big torch, Felipe Wynn, some of the greatest that's ever did this. When you go on every night, how does it feel? Is it butterflies? Do you get scared? Or has it just become all, it's like second nature to you?
Well, you know, for me, it's a spiritual thing because I'm comfortable, but when it's time to hit the stage, I do get a certain feeling. I guess you could say butterflies. But at the same time, I'm anxious to get up there. But at the same time, it's like, oh man, here it is, you know.
Right.
And all of the shows we do a lot of shows. I still feel the same way. I would say after a couple months being in there, I still feel the same way.
Wow. And you guys are on tour right now, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, we are.
How many days How many days out of the year do you guys tour?
we do, I can say shows. We do about, I'm going to say we do about 75 to 90 shows a year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do.
So, Ronnie, that's why. So, Ronnie, so that means that's why we see you doing, getting up every morning, exercising, running. You run, what, 5 or 10 miles a day?
No, I only do two. I do a little over 2 to 3 miles a day. I used to be that guy. But now I have to save my knees for the stage, and I try to be careful, you know. But I used to be that guy. But now I'm happy if I do 3 miles. I try to do maybe 4 to 5 days a week.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Oh, okay. Well, listen, guys, they're going to want to hear some music. I'm going to take you guys back. Ronnie, I want you to hold on. Sophia, hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to take you guys back for a couple of songs. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Hurt me, it's a shame the way you mess around. around with your man. I'm sitting all alone on the telephone, waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her, and then you throw it away.
Quiet Storm with the legendary band The Spinners and one of the great singers, Ronnie Moss. Ronnie, welcome back. Sophia, welcome back. So Ronnie, please tell me, what does your day consist of when you guys are on tour?
Well, we always go to the show early, and I do the same exact thing as I do when I'm at home. I wherever we go, I try to find a route to run, and I do my run. And then after my run, we go to sound check. And when we do the sound check, you know, we do sound check and set everything up with the company. And then we rest after that. We get a good day's rest, and we rest all the way till it's time to go.
Now, my question, Ronnie, do you guys practice when you're on tour? Do you guys get in a practice, or you just the choreography is already there and you guys don't have to go over it again?
We do so many shows, we don't get a chance to rehearse. Because you know, we may go over some stuff at the venue before, but we've been doing it so long, and we critique ourselves. You know, we will go over some film and critique something that we want to correct. But we do so many shows, and everybody lives in different states now.
Does that work though? Like, I'm sorry, how does that work though, Ronnie? Say you're in Atlanta now, and you do a show in Atlanta tonight. Say tonight, for instance, and your next show is not until Wednesday. Do you get a chance to go home, or do you just stay on the tour? How does that work?
Depending on where it is. So sometimes there's like a day, maybe 2 days between shows, and if it's like that, a lot of times we'll go straight to the next show, and we'll just spend an extra day there, and just get some rest.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, growing up, Ronnie, growing up, did you always want to be in a singing group? Because I know you had a solo career, correct?
Uh-huh.
Did you always want to be in a singing group?
You know what? I, as a kid, I sang in a singing group. And I came up through middle school, high school, singing in a singing group. And that was something that I loved doing. So from that point, I'm also a drummer, a percussionist.
Oh, really?
I was doing that, playing with jazz groups, and I was doing that out of high school. And then I became, on top of that, I became a studio engineer by trade on the side. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that as well and still singing. And then I left the singing group. Then that's when I began my solo career, and I started writing doing my solo stuff. And as I came to Atlanta from Michigan, I started playing again, you know, playing percussions for different artists. And then I got back into a singing group. And then from that point, that's when I went to the Spinners.
Right. Now, being with the Spinners, right, when you guys are touring, like, I know, like, there's still what? How many original Spinners are there still? I think it's just one, is it? Is it one?
It's one. Yeah, Henry.
One.
Yep.
Henry, right.
Yep.
He still performs. He's still going strong, right? Because I think he's the oldest one out of the group, correct?
Yes, but he just recently retired.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So did you guys replace him?
No, we didn't, because we just haven't found that person yet. But we do it with us four now. Now on top of that, now John is still here. John is the guy you hear.
Really?
He took Felipe's place.
Right.
Remember
when
he did Work on the Way Back to You?
Way Back to You. That's right.
He did.
Wow.
He did all of those songs. He is in my living room as we speak.
John, what's up, buddy? How are you, man? You know what? Ronnie, I have interviewed every R&B group I grew up with singing. And one of the favorite group was the Spinners. And, Ronnie, when I came across you, because we're friends on social media, I'm like, no, this is not. Because I knew of you, Ronnie, back in the 90s when you released the first album in, like, 95. That's how I knew you back then. Because I knew you were on fire back then with your first album. I'm like, wait a minute. This cannot be the same Ronnie Moss from 1995 singing with the Spinners. And then when you and I start talking, I'm like, no, this is not. Yeah. And I was like blown away. And then you and I start talking. And I know our schedules were conflicting. I'm like, I'm going to get Ronnie on the choir. I was telling Sophia, I'm like, I got to get Ronnie on the show. And I know our schedules are crazy, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to get him. And here we go.
And you did it.
Last week. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And Ronnie's here. Right. You are. Ronnie, what is your favorite? What's your favorite song by the Spinners?
Ooh.
I don't
want to
put you in hot water or anything, but go ahead.
No, we're fine. There are so many songs. I love Could It Be I'm Falling in Love.
That's the cut.
That is my favorite song, Ronnie.
Yep.
I have to say. It was my vibe today.
I'll Be Around. All of those songs are so wonderful. One of a Kind, Ghetto Child. Right. Those songs, I love those songs. Those are songs, man, that you could just play them and they'll take you somewhere. And yeah, those,
you know
those
what?
Are the songs.
Let me tell you something. Every spinner song that I grew up with, and you know what? I'm an old guy. I'm 61, almost 62. Mm-hmm. And growing up, listening to the spinners, any song that you take, it takes me back to that moment in the 70s.
Yeah.
I remember the exact moment when I was listening to the song, what I was doing, good, bad, and
yeah.
ugly. You know what I mean?
Listen.
You know
yeah,
what,
man?
Fred, I was.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
right,
go ahead,
no,
Ronnie. Go ahead. I'm
good.
Ronnie, I was just about to say, can I just say that you have got fans. My daughter, she's 14 years of age, and she loves the Spinners. And your music, okay, resonates with audiences across different generations. And I think that is just the most amazing thing. That is what stands the test of time. And your music
yes,
is just
absolutely.
Literally legendary. So I just need to say
right.
that you've got fans here in the UK. You need to bring your tour over here. That's what you've got to do.
We want to so bad, and I think it's going to happen. I do think it's going to happen.
Hey, well, Manny, you know I can make that happen. Just tell your manager to call me. I can make that happen.
I will do that. I will do that.
Definitely. Not only, you know what, Sophia, I know I got a million things that I'm doing. I'm going to try out for the Spinners. No, let me stop. I have no way. I can stop.
I think you should.
No way.
Well, I think you should.
No.
I think they
know
Greg Lassiter
you know what?
In the
I got,
Spinners.
No, they don't. Let me tell you, I couldn't hold a torch. I couldn't carry Ronnie's water bucket for him. He's somebody that can sing and carry it. No, there's no way.
No.
I couldn't even embarrass myself. Hey, guys. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to play this one tune. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Thank you.
Could it be I'm falling in love? I'm in love. Look, this is the challenge. Listen, you're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassiter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. Now, I got the legendary. I got, you know, guys, I waited a long time, and Sophia can tell you this. Ronnie Mars from the Spinners. Hey, Ronnie, guess who else I have on the line? Your brother.
Who?
Your brother.
Who?
Marty Mars. Marty Mars.
Get out of here.
Hey.
Yeah,
he's on the line. Hey, what's up?
So you got the mountain boy. Hey, brother. I just wanted to shout out for a second and just let you know that, yeah, this is my only brother, and he's been trying to sing for since he was little. Even though he worked in different jobs, he always wanted to sing. So I can vouch for him since the bunk bed.
Oh. Brotherly love. Look at that. Brotherly love.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh my God. You guys have truly made my day, man. You made my year. You guys have made my year.
Like,
man.
I can hear it in your voice, Greg. You're on a high. I can hear it.
Oh my God, this is Christmas. Hey look, this is Christmas right here. This is Christmas. You know? And like Ronnie, all these songs, I know, because, you know, I'm sure I'm a lot older than you, Ronnie, because you a youngin'. I'm 62, because you must be like, what, 30-something, Ronnie? Something like that?
Yep.
That's his story. He's sticking to it. You go running.
But look, but these songs, you listened to before you even got in the group, right?
Yeah, man. These songs are these are the songs you put. You know, I'm talking Michigan talk now. These are songs that you put in your ride, and you just get on the highway, and you cruise, man. Right.
Right.
You pick
that's
your
right.
Girl,
absolutely.
Right.
I did it tonight,
look,
Ronnie.
I did it tonight. Let me tell you, I remember this was 1975. I had a green Gremlin with an 8-track, and I had the Spinners. That was my groove right there, the Spinners. Let me tell you, I was an old soul before I was old, you know?
There you go.
Like, the Spinners, every single Spinner. I got to play this one song, guys. And, Ronnie, you know what? I am so happy that you're here and your brother's here. And I want to give a shout-out to my grown folks' music with the K people. But wait, this song right here, this reminds me. I was maybe 12 or 13. Listen to this, guys. Come on now.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school. Filled with the Lord of glory, we learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie." Seems so funny, no money will turn your life around.
than cotton candy, stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy, standing the worst of times, breaking the binds with just a simple song.
My co-host Sophia, and I got the great Ronnie Mars. Lord have mercy. Everybody had a Sadie in their life. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God. That song touches my soul. I'm sitting around the studio, and I got tears coming down. When you guys put that song on, that right there touched everybody. Everybody had a Sadie. My Sadie was my grandmother. And let me tell you, that song sings to the soul of most people. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
That song right there. Well, Ronnie.
Every time we
go
do
ahead,
that
Ronnie.
Song, there's tears in the audience.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Absolutely.
Now, Ronnie, so now when you guys are, like being on tour, like when you're off a tour, do you guys still rehearse? Because you guys live in different states. So
right
after tour, you guys will rest, and then you guys go into rehearsal again? How does that work?
Yeah, we used to always, we would go over Henry's house and we would rehearse, especially if we're down a little while, maybe 3 weeks or something like that. He will schedule us to come over to his house and we would rehearse and just go over some things. And then I would fly with them from that point to the next show. But
right.
since COVID, we, you know, things kind of changed. And the,
right.
as you know, the 1 year, no one performed. But
no one was touring, right.
Right. And we started back. We started rehearsing in Detroit. And then the shows came back. So then we just started performing. And we hardly ever had a break. We don't get very many breaks. We do get a break. We'll get a week off or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
As of right now, we do so many shows, we don't rehearse.
Right, right. Because the choreography pretty much stays the same, right? Now,
we change it, but periodically. Yeah.
Okay. But it's, so how does that work now? You know, everybody has, you guys have that five-part harmony. Now it's only four. How does that work? That must be hard, man.
No, we work it out. We worked it out to where, you know, somebody would jump on a different note. But then our keyboard player, MD, sometimes he'll put in the note that's missing, and he'll help out in the background. Because we don't use tracks, so everything is live.
No, use a band, right? That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real music. That is real music because most groups today don't use real bands. They use tracks, and that's very rare.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
What are you, a high tenor, Ronnie?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That is amazing. Guys, you're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. And I have my co-host, Sophia, and I have the great Ronnie Moss. So, Ronnie, is the Spinners, are they going to drop any new music? Or what's the next project for the Spinners? Or have you guys talked about that yet?
Well, we have an album out now that we released, I'm going to say 2 years now. It's called Round the Block
right.
and Back Again. And it's a very nice album. We recorded that album during the COVID time.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. You can get it on Amazon or
okay,
anywhere.
I'll check it out. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Wow.
We have that album. We actually have another album we recorded, but it's still we haven't released it yet. But that album, Round the Block and Back Again, which was produced by Preston Glass, it is
right.
out now. Uh huh.
Yeah, Preston Glass. Wow, I didn't know Preston Glass produced it all.
Yeah, he did. Uh huh.
Wow.
He sure did.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know what, guys? I don't go anywhere. I'm going to play these classics because everybody's. We're at 9,400,000 in five countries right now. I'm looking at the board, and everybody's like, "Play this song, play that song," and they're asking for classics. But this is. I'm gonna play this, Ronnie. Don't go anywhere. This right here, this song right here is amazing. One of my favorite tunes as well. Hold on.
Okay.
We may not have a mansion on a hill, mink coats and diamonds by the score, but the things we have no man could ever take it. Just the two of us, now who could ask for more? We may not have a huge stash to weigh, no one knows what tomorrow brings. But as long as I have you, there's no mistaking that the world is ours to do most anything. Baby, just as long as we have love to show.
Challenges or triumphs that have come, you know, with being part of the Spinners.
You say challenges of what now?
Yeah. Have there been any specific challenges or any triumphs that come with being part of such a successful vocal group, you know, like the Spinners?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of times, there's things that we go through as a group, and we really try to kill it as quick as possible. But yeah, there's always challenges. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, traveling. People get sick. There's times where, you know, one person would have to leave the stage because they're just really sick, and then we, us, the ones left on stage, we have to carry it. There's been a lot of challenging things that happen, you know. And, you know, you get sick, you still go on stage and smile. Sometimes you get an injury.
Wow.
You know, you pull a muscle. But you still got to do it, you know.
Yeah.
We go through those. Uh-huh.
Well, I suppose, Ronnie, obviously, Sorry. Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead, Sophia. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I presume, obviously, that you have to have a lot of camaraderie, obviously, with all your other band members. But has there ever been times when you've not seen eye to eye or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man, you see, people don't see that part. But yeah, there's
right.
There's, you know, yeah. but like you say, it's that, you know, your heart is there. So you know, you get into arguments, different things you don't like. You know, it's like, you know, why you got attitude? Why do you look like that? This, that, and other, you know. But you,
right.
You just have to keep it going, though. That's what it is. Uh-huh.
Right.
Keep it professional, keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're looking at so many different personalities and, you know, being a part of the Spinners, you know, that is one of the greatest groups, if not the greatest group of all time. So I could imagine the challenges personality-wise and, you know,
mm-hmm.
With, you know, on stage, you know, you ever run into anybody that want to outshine the other, stuff like that, Ronnie?
You said want to say that again?
To outshine each other. Like, you on stage,
oh.
You ever run into, like, that kind of thing? You know, like, oh, you know what? I'm a go off script, and I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this. You guys ever run into any problems like that?
No, we don't. I got to, because we know that, because everybody have their time to shine. Everybody have their
right.
time to come up front. Everybody have, so we basically show support on that person, and we let them shine, you know. And then they come back, and then we do it together. So we don't really have that issue, in which I really love about
the
group.
Mm-hmm.
That is called true professionalism.
You talk about
that is
like,
true professionalism.
Like the Five Heartbeats. You remember that? Remember that movie?
Right. That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly right. You already know. That's exactly. You knew where I was going with that because you know
yes.
you see how that happened. Right, right. And that was based off a real group called the Dells, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly.
I, you know, and it's very and it's very few groups. You guys are true professionals, man. That's why you guys are the greatest group of all times, you know? Because you are
yeah.
and that, you know, when you're with a group like the Spinners, you carry that torch of greatness. There is no time for pettiness. You know, because you're with, you know, you're fortunate to be in that realm of greatness, right?
Yeah, man. You know, this group, other than, you know, we just got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The
right.
Spinners have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The
right.
Spinners have
That's
been
right.
six Grammy nominations. The Spinners is in the R&B Hall of Fame. So that they're we and also what make this group really stick together is respect. You know, we have Henry,
right.
and Henry has been a great leader, and
right.
and also the guys that's in the group that performed before me. You know, they were with Henry and Bobby,
right.
and
right.
we have one that was
right.
with
right.
Herman, Bobby, and Henry. So. We're
right.
we're not new to
wow.
it, you know. Uh-huh.
Right, right.
Wow. You know, go ahead, Sophia, you have anything else before I play this one
yes,
song?
I was about
another
to
song?
Ronnie, you know what, Ronnie? I really want to know, can you share any stories, any behind-the-scenes stories about any sort of, there's got to be something I need to know. Because we can ask lots of different questions, but I think the most amazing thing is to hear some of the behind-the-scenes type of stories from you. What was your most memorable behind-the-scenes story?
Wow. There was times when, I tell you one, that Henry told me, he said one time they had to do a show in, I think it was Canada somewhere, and the uniforms didn't make it. So what they did, they borrowed uniforms from the waiters.
And they wore those
uniforms on stage. Yes, they did. They sure did.
See, this is what makes me smile. It makes my heart burst when you hear things like this. Because you would never know. Ronnie, we wouldn't have a clue. Nobody would know.
No. Right.
My goodness.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm this old because I remember the Detroit Spinners. I'm that old.
Exactly.
Remember that?
Exactly. And you know why they were the Detroit Spinners?
No.
Because in the UK there's another group called the Spinners.
Yep.
Really? Is it not the same as you guys? Like a Spinners Review?
No, they do their own songs, but put that Detroit on there just for that reason. And then eventually we dropped the Detroit off of it.
Right. Right. Well, guys, listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play a couple of classics. And, Ronnie, I know you're busy, but still stay with me for a minute, all right? I'll be right back.
I'm here. I got you.
Okay.
And go. You reach for love, but life won't let you know that in the end you'll still be loving her. But then she's gone. You're all I never learned to give myself. I've been a fool, but right now I need someone else. Well, just like poor blue eyes, I blow my horn if you just lead me home. Baby, I should have known. It takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. It takes a fool to learn that love sometimes you gotta suffer. Make it bad for God to see that. Well. Oh, yes, it does. That love don't love no one. No one. Sign of pain. Don't but I won't take the blame. remember all the love I had within. My love was strong. Like I've always said, I'm not much of a rapper, but the truth I've learned from the time I was a child. You see, I know from experience that, baby, you can't color a thought. And you sure can't touch an emotion. Love, true love is to the bones, to the soul where hearts are home. And I just got to explain to you how I feel. Because you see, I've been a fool, but now I love you. And I've learned, baby, I've learned. Well.
I'm so elated that, Ronnie, you have made our whole entire year with this, Ronnie. And I got some more questions. I'm just all over the place. I'm all emotional.
That's
like,
all right.
Man, I got this. Ronnie, how did the band navigate the changing music industry over the years and adapt? How did that happen for you guys? Do you guys adapt, or do you guys say, what the hell, feel forward ahead of what we do best?
Yes, we have to stick to the classics because those people paid to come see us, and they'll come see us three times a year. They love those classics, and
mm-hmm.
we can't leave. I mean, it's impossible. There's no way we can't leave that stage without doing those classics.
Right, right.
Were there any particular artists, do you think, or bands that influenced the Spinners' musical style?
You said what other artists?
Yeah. Were there any particular artists or other bands that influenced the Spinners' musical style? You know, just your style of music. Is there anybody in particular that sort of, you know, stood out? Any other artists that, you know, influenced the Spinners?
Well, you know, when they started, the Spinners started, when they started, they were with another record company. Well, the guy who managed them, Harvey Fuqua, and then Harvey Fuqua.
Old,
yes, right.
Snake Harvey. Let me stop. I know Harvey. Ronnie, we'll talk about Harvey offline, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so that's, and then they went from that to Motown. They weren't with Motown very long because they were more, I guess they weren't the premier group with Motown. And then Stevie wrote,
right,
It's a Shame. That's when they did that song. That was a big hit for them. But their first main hit was "That's What Girls Are Made For," and that was right. And then they went to Motown. They did that. "It's a Shame" was written by Stevie Wonder. It sat on the shelf for a while. So they ended up doing the song, which GC Cameron did the lead on that song.
Because that song sat on the shelf for a couple of years.
It sat there.
And DC was the one that, that's right.
Right.
I remember that.
And then he recorded, he did that song with them. And so then that's when Aretha Franklin said, "Look, you guys need to come over to Atlantic Records."
Atlantic Records. That's exactly right.
And then they went to Atlantic, but GC couldn't because he had a separate contract with Motown, so he couldn't go. That's when Felipe came in the picture.
And Felipe came
because that's their cousins. Felipe came in the picture.
Right.
And then when they went to Atlantic, that's where most of the hits were generated right there. That's how that happened.
Well, they were
now,
working,
let me ask you,
please correct me if I'm wrong here, but wasn't, did they work with the famous producer Tom Bell?
Linda Creed, those two were
the greatest ever, they wrote
for the Spinners.
Yeah, absolutely. He must have influenced the band as well.
The list goes on, and that's,
you know,
Tom Bell wanted the Spinners because of the harmony that they did,
right,
the kind of
they
harmony
had, the four part harmony,
because
the best music that Tom Bell ever wrote was for the Spinners, and he did his thing with the stylistics, Russell Tompkins Jr., but nobody could touch the Spinners, though. Nobody could touch the Spinners.
Yeah.
Nobody could touch him, you know.
That's when that happened. Sure enough.
Okay, I'm gonna play one more song. I'm gonna play some songs because everybody wants me to play "One of a Kind Love Affair," and you know that was the ultimate classic right there. Hold on, guys.
No problem.
A cloud of love, one of a kind. is down, but love stays around. And when you know you're right, but you got to make a little sacrifice, you make it for love. Whoa, yeah. I never thought about the day would come when she would leave without goodbye. Yes, sir. She wrote a line or two upon the wall. Said, I'm leaving you. No, I love you too. I can't stay with you. And to this very day, I can never say a discouraging word. Cause I love you. Whoa, yes, sir. Somebody soon. Ooh.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm here on G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. In the studio, we got the legendary Ronnie Moss of the Spinners. Hey, Ronnie, and I got my co-host Sophia. Can't forget about Sophia. But Ronnie, let's talk about the tour. Where are you? Tell me the places you guys are touring, and when you're coming to New York.
Okay, so we are touring. We've done so much already this year. First of all, we will be in New York. I don't know how close it is to you, but we.
I got five jets in a helicopter. I don't care where you are in New York. We'll find you. I'll get you. We're in New York.
Oh, okay.
As we're invited, Ronnie, we're there.
Yes, okay. We'll be in a place called Hamburg, New York.
Hamburg, yep. I know Hamburg very much so. Yep. What date is that?
That will be, August 18th.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. August 18th. Right before my birthday. My birthday is on the 21st. So, yes, we will definitely be there. No doubt about that. Wow. I finally get to meet the legendary Ronnie Moss. Hey, Ronnie, where are some of the places you perform that you love on tour? What's your favorite place?
One of them is, I tell everybody, we were in Nantucket with the Boston Pop Orchestra.
I'll
never forget that one. Those are one of my
favorite places.
Yep, we did that show there. Oh my God, we've been so many beautiful places. I love Soul Train. We did Soul Train.
Really?
We did Soul Train, the cruise.
Right.
Oh my God, there's so many places.
You don't have to do any more, Ronnie? One thing you guys don't have to do, you don't have to do the Chitlin' Circuit. You don't have to do the Chitlin' Circuit anymore, huh?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's over there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, yeah, we're all over the place. Next week we're in Portland, Oregon. Portland and we're in Oakland. We're in Yoshi's and we're there 3 days. The list goes on, man. We're in Virginia.
Definitely catch you in Hamburg, New York. We'll definitely catch you in Hamburg, New York. Definitely sure. You'll see my face in the place. Now, my question is, I think if you guys are ready for the UK or the Europe tour, I want your manager.
We'll talk
offline because we can make that happen. We can make that happen. Mm-hmm. You guys, the legendary Spinners with Ronnie Moss. Come on, man. I can make that happen. I can definitely make that happen. Okay, definitely. Listen, I'm getting crazy requests. We're to 11 million people in 6 countries. Don't go anywhere. Everybody wants to hear people play. Hold on.
All right. No problem.
Get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless though. Can't I leave it alone?
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late, and I found she wasn't there. I guess I'll find love, peace of mind some other time. But I still have today. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless though.
I took my time, 'cause I felt so all alone.
Not far away,
I heard a funny sound. Took a look around and I
could see her face.
Smile as she came calling out my name. So I
know where to go. We'll take it slow.
She came calling out my name, so I
know where to go. We'll take it slow. Call it a day.
How could I let you get away? When Yes, Lord, you're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G-Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music. Ronnie Moss of The Spinners, man, I love you, brother. I love you,
Thank
man.
Thank you, man. Love you back.
Okay, Sophia got some questions. Sophia, take us away. Take us away on some questions.
Ronnie, I know you mentioned that you had your album come out a couple of years ago. Are there any future plans of getting back into the recording studio soon with, you know, with new songs? And on another note as well, are there any future collaborations with any other artists that you can tell us about?
The Spinners? You're speaking of The Spinners,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, we've been chatting about different artists that we would love to collab with. But we haven't connected yet. But we talk about it a lot, and hopefully, like, we have music that we recorded in New York and in Manhattan. Yeah, we recorded another album in Manhattan, and it's a very nice album. But we were talking about adding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, we did it. What is that studio? I can't think of the name of it, but it's the big one.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about right in Midtown. I know you're talking about.
Right.
The factory. The power something, power factory or something like that.
It's right. It was where Tupac recorded.
Yes, I know that studio. Yes, I know that studio. Yes.
And we recorded there, and we brought up several artists that we would love to connect with, like, you know, her or there's a few that Fantasia. We brought up a few that we would love to maybe do a song with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully
right.
They'll get in touch so you can get one of those. That would be a fantastic collaboration. That would be brilliant.
Yes.
Right. Definitely. Right. Ronnie, yeah. what's your future? How do you see the Spinners going from the next 5 years, Ronnie? How do you see the Spinners?
I see the Spinners I really see the Spinners elevating even more because of the music. It's almost like you got artists that performs in Vegas. They do residencies and they do the same music, but their music carry them until they just retire. And with our music, it has changed hands from grandparents to parents to now kids. Now we even have like 12-year-olds coming to the show, and that they love the Spinners. They love the music.
It's
amazing how we sign.
It's timeless.
Albums.
It's timeless.
Yeah.
It's timeless. Wow. Wow. So go ahead, Sophia. Go ahead.
Do you know what the most amazing thing is? I've watched obviously the Spinners and you know on YouTube, etc. You guys obviously the band knew how to move. You guys must practice and do all of the things that you do live because you're so energetic.
They were
always energetic on stage. That's one of the traits I think the Spinners actually had. I mean, what do you think the secret, you know, is behind them? You know, they captivated an audience and they actually kept them engaged, and that was really important. They were amazing. Do you do a lot of practicing now? Do you still do a lot of that or not?
Well, we don't, like I said, we don't really get a chance to have an official rehearsal because we're on the road a lot, but we do get together while we're on the road and we kind of go over some things. But one reason that we that our routines and dancing and stuff
is so captivating is the Spinners from the beginning was taught by a choreographer by the name of Charlie Atkins. Charlie Atkins,
he was the man. He was he was the ultimate. He was that guy. He was that guy. Charlie Atkins.
He taught the OJs. He taught so many groups.
Yeah.
And he was that guy in the Five Heartbeats as well.
Yes, and, he was.
Yeah. And you know, his flavor got through Henry, and Henry taught us. He taught us. I mean, he taught us almost like the military. I mean, he was like, you know, pointing your fingers.
Right. Precision, man. Precision.
Yeah.
Precision.
Yep.
Precision.
And he was deaf on that, and so that's why we're like we are. Yep.
Right. I think that's part of the longevity. I think that's part of why the Spinners are still around, because you guys, you took it as a profession, and you loved it. And you could tell how much each and every one of you love what you do by the precision and the feeling that you put into classic songs that you guys have written.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
When did the Spinners actually get together originally, Ronnie? When did they get together? You know, originally
1954.
54.
54. They got together in Ferndale, Michigan. And they've been together ever since.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Longevity. You know what? That's longevity. That is longevity. There's not too many groups out here that are still touring with originals. I know. You know, Henry was one of the originals. Henry's original. Even the Stylistics are not touring with any originals now. None of those guys are touring with any originals. The Temptations still touring with, I guess, one of the originals. But you guys are one of the few that are still doing it, going strong, going real strong, doing 90-day tours. I mean, that must, I see why you have to keep in shape. I see why you have to keep in shape, man. Because you run. Listen,
I
got people that want to. Right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we do an hour and a half show straight, so we have to be prepared.
Are you serious? Wow. Nonstop. Holy. Wow. Well, I got some.
Don't even do that.
I know. I mean, these artists today, they don't have that kind of stamina. Much less, listen, I got so many people. I'm going to play a couple of songs. We still have 20 minutes. I'll be right back. All right? All right.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Hold on. That's coming. Let me see what I want to play. Here we go. This is a classic.
Uh-huh. been paying every day.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm, and I'm your host, Greg Lassner, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find the classic soul music, soul R&B music, the music for your soul. I'm so tongue-tied right now. I got the legendary Ronnie Moss with the Spinners and my host, Sophia. Sophia, Ronnie, you are awesome, man. You are the man. You are the myth. You're the legend, man. You are the legend.
Thank you.
Can I just say I feel so humbled to actually be able to co-host this and actually get to speak to you, Ronnie. So, you know, I
Thank
am
you.
Bowing here from across
Thank
the
you.
Pond.
Thank
Ronnie,
you. Thank
I
you.
I wanted to ask you another question, my lovely, if that's okay.
Okay.
Let's have a little bit of lightheartedness here. What is the funniest and most, let's put it this way, the most memorable on stage blooper that's ever happened?
Oh, blooper?
To you on
oh,
your tours. Yeah. There's got to be some.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's one. I remember Jesse, he got this thing to where he can spin around and tilt the mic stand. And it'll go all the way over in the audience and come back. And one time he did it, and the mic flew off the stand. And it hit a lady, you know. But she laughed about it, you know. Yep, she sure did. Yep, that was one of the groups.
That was her.
Splitting his hands on stage. All kind of stuff.
What was the funniest thing that ever happened to you personally?
Me personally, let's see. Wow. And the next show would have probably happened.
we're tempting fate, Ronnie.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think. Wow. I mean, funny stuff. We do funny stuff. I remember Henry. He would tell me jokes as we stepping. He would tell me jokes in my ear and make me laugh.
Do you know what, Ronnie? That sounds very familiar to what happens when I have to co-host with Mr. Lassiter myself. So I know what's going on there.
But I tell you what. Thought about one. One was when my very first show, I'll never forget, the very first show we did it in Washington, and at that time I had to have all my suits altered, and my shirt was too long. I spun around and the whole sleeve flew out. I was so nervous. Yeah, that was one of them.
That was a five heartbeat moment there when the comedy came.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
exactly.
That is hilarious.
Oh, boy.
And Ronnie, have you ever been on stage and you guys are singing and forget the lyrics?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we have the moments, man, I'm telling you. And then you got to mumble a little bit. Or you go up to the mic and the lyrics is not in your head. You know, yeah, we've had those. Yep, we've had them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've got to get him.
We're just running out of town. Yeah, babe. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know what I was about to say? They need to make a movie.
What?
They need to make a movie.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
Penis.
Let me ask you a question,
Ronnie. If there was a movie made about the Spinners, who would play you? Which actor would
that's
play
a good
you?
Question.
Ooh, wow, that's a good one right there. Oh man. I have to think about that one. I don't know who looked like
me. I thought you were going to say Denzel or somebody. Denzel's going to play you or somebody.
Nah, he'd probably be the lead singer. Yeah.
my goodness.
Oh my God. I would love, seriously, and if anybody out there is listening, any producers, they need to be, there would be a fantastic, they make movies about everything now, you know. Something like this.
You know we
so
know a
historic.
Few. You know we know
absolutely.
Some big producers, so we may have to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I'm running out of time. Ronnie, I want to thank you so much for doing this. And I'm going to keep posting it because after this, you can still go back and hear it. Ronnie, you are amazing, amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, I got your phone number now, so I'll text you. When you come to New York, you know.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay,
Ronnie, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, brother.
Thank y'all.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
Okay, anytime.
Take care, brother.
Anytime. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, much love.
You've been listening to The Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter and Sophia here on G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. So tonight we had the great Spinners with Ronnie Moss. What was that amazing or what, Sophia?
Oh my God, my heart is going. I swear to God, it's one of the most amazing interviews. I've loved it, and I can't wait to meet Ronnie in person.
Right.
We're gonna have to go.
We'll meet him in New York.
Go to one of those shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, guys, you know what? Sophia, thank you so much. Let me process the show. We gotta go. We got a minute left. Guys, thank you for listening to us. And remember this, shoot for the moon. If you miss, you are still among the stars. We are out of here. Quiet Storm with Greg Lassiter. You sure said-